Thank you for the pause.
They kill each other. It is sad. And then a terror comes to your heart because those of the Satan worship, the Charles Mansons, kill at random. Whoever comes first in their path. This is the sickest of the sickest of the human consciousness. Worse yet, and harder for some of you to fathom, is that from time to time within your very circle, ones will be birthed with dark energy. Remember, fairness of the universe. The lie is not one, the lie is groping for his truth. And we will give him something to hold on to. I'll tell you a little bit of story about Elizabeth and Ryan. I don't usually like to do this because it's personal. Personal to me, personal to Ryan. Ryan has known me from the time he was birthed in before. And he came back remembering, this is Elizabeth's son. He was birthed into the child of Elizabeth and one Kinney, Kirshner, who is what you would call a Jewish prince. Spoiled, completely controlled by the desire for honor, glory, power, and money. Finally, when Elizabeth came into the circle and opened her eyes, she said, I'm worried about my son. And I said, me too. Can I bring him? He's fascinated. It's unreasonable. No, it's not unreasonable, Elizabeth. So he started corresponding with Doris. And when he came, he brought his drawings. Drawings that he had done when he was no more than 5 years old, a perfectly beautiful replica of my spacecraft and myself. Much advanced of what a child on the place could draw. And he says, I know that's you. His father was threatening to go to court to take away this child from his mother because she was allowing him to come and visit somebody, somewhere, some nebulous name in some ridiculous town of tragedy. You see, Ryan knows where he came from whom he came in those other reaches. He's just not sure why he came, other than he knows he has come to command a ship. So I worked with him, with his mother, and a few others in the room. He wanted to discuss it with me. So we had a little visit. And I took him back. A child is very, very receptive. He closed his little eyes down and he was in his past. And we went back and I said, all right, stop, where are we? And I did the usual questions. He was at the fair with that aunt. Well, isn't that unusual to be at the fair? The carnival with a space commander? No. What are you doing? Well, I'm visiting you. You always visit me. And we do that once in a while. We go to a fair. But you're not around very much anymore. Do you want to look at that line? Yes, I do. So we go elsewhere. Now we stop. Where are you now? I'm in the house. What are you doing? I'm waiting for you to come home. Are you alone? No, leave us there. Who's Alipa? Well, she's not exactly my mother, but we seem to be kind of a family. Does that seem unusual to you? Well, no. No, it's perfectly fine. It's just you don't get home much more often, very often anymore, and Oliva kind of tames me, but Oliva's a commander too. And I can't wait to go up. Sometimes you let me go on the ship. Oh, tell me about that, Ryan. What do you see on the ship? Describe it to these ones at the boat. By the way, how old are you, son? I'm 14. Oh, so. 14. Well, let us look. Now you're on the ship. Tell me. Tell me what you see. And he gave you a perfectly item-by-item description of the entire inside of the shuttlecraft. From the crystal that emanates the thrust system, the navigation system, to the crystalline object that sits by the console for directional, for maneuvering. So we went to another time. And we went to several of these times, and each time when I would ask, how old are you? Well, he was 12, he was 14, he was somewhere between 11 and 12. Ryan is 6 years old on Earth. I'm not going to go into the personalities of attachments. I don't want you to get hung up on attachments of what might be attached to one Oliva or one Hatton or one Cortan. That is not what I am referring to. I have told you once that most of you come from the energies of Pleiades, directly from Pleiades. Birth, yes, the energy form is there. It has never changed. Your last stop was there to come here for this purpose. So with these children. And would it be less likely that your own children of you in this group will have been birthed to be here to work with you? Some, granted, will come into existence for the very reason of stopping you. I will warn you when I see that. They don't come back with their minds blank to the extent of yours. They're impatient. You can look at the children coming into your room. Look into the face of Evan. Look carefully at Jeremy Paul. They're almost images of each other. Look into their eyes. They're as old as yours. And let's not let them get dead. This is very hard for a mother to swallow. Even a mother like Elizabeth, who understands and receives from Theophilus afterwards she said to me, how can it be? He said he was 14 years old, and he's only 6. How do you think it can be? Because he remembers. He remembers what he was and why he's here. And it's going to hit him faster than it's going to hit you. And if you deny him the right to grow into himself, he will begin to deny his purpose here, and he will search. And these ones searching at this early age will find it, and it will not be coming. And part of the reason I'm here is because this will be the place, this is where the energies would be the highest, coming back to do this mission. And I am going to guard them. And I will take as long as is necessary to bring the parents into the circle so that they can understand. I will not sacrifice the chicken. It is the only prayer for this one. Starting with you ones in this room, you ones in this town, and those babies. And we're going to discuss yours, Randall. Don't misunderstand what I say. Because children are elsewhere does not mean anything. Each will fulfill its mission, whether you perceive it good or bad. Each is where it belongs at this given moment, or it would not be where it is. And as I see the need, the impact coming strongly, we'll see to it that there's a little nudge to get them somewhere else. And we'll make the nudge loud enough, hard enough, that it will be taken care of. Because children are in other areas does not mean by one whit that they are either in physical or emotional danger. We have them all pegged. And the ones in this group are tended, I'm telling you, you cannot believe. Relationships had to be severed in order to move forward. Children are the pawns. That does not mean anything anymore. If they are to be in this circle, they will be gathered up and brought back in. It will be done very naturally, and maybe their job is not in this circle, in this place. It may be to serve in another area in the same capacity. For the same reason that there are ones in this dimension and ones in your dimension, there must be ones here, there must be ones in Los Angeles, there must be ones in Washington, Nevada, Oregon. Ones will be coming more and more placed into their places of action. A lot of parents are going to have a lot of pain. A lot will not be brought here. That does not mean anything. It means they're to serve somewhere else. But as we see the ones impacted, such as, quite frankly, Damien is, this young man is very, very apt to commit suicide. And I'm telling you now, suicide does not bring any relief anymore. All ones are now meeting their final purpose. Whether it's for the dark or the light, I want you to hearken back to the message this morning. Many ones of the light are being birthed into the darkness to fulfill their mission of sorting. They are committed to come and exist in the darkest torment of all, to allow the transition. And boy, are they paying karmic debts that will never come to haunt them again. That's their first free ticket right straight home to God. And in the long run, you may perceive that the easiest route. Right now, it seems horrid. And for every light worker, maybe there are 10 dark energies being birthed. I mean of the Dark Brotherhood. Balance. They have armies, too. And so far, their foothold is much greater than ours. Now let us talk about not believing. What you're saying is that he has some balance. He does not perceive good and bad like some preacher from a pulpit would tell you good and bad, hell and heaven. He knows better. And unless you allow him to come into the knowledge that that is truth and not what is being preached from some spiritual church religion club, he will be confused. And he will think that he is foolish and stupid. And he will try to change his belief system into something he perceives you could approve of. Let him know that you approve of his attitude about it. It is because he has more wisdom than to swallow the poison of the bigotry. And yet he does not understand. He cannot understand. How can he understand? You ones don't yet understand. These ones are the very foundation upon which this world will be built. And we're on top of it. We know who can and who can't and when and what can be done maybe to touch and get a little interest. We're not allowed to interfere. But it's working pretty well so far. When we get good copies from out, or you can take the copy that was from here. Sit down and watch it. You're going to be shocked to know that there are satanic little clubs right here in beautiful little Tachibi. But they will never grow into fruition here. But there are always the sick ones. Always the incidents, and do not be surprised before we're through, that they will create some incident that they may try to lay right on your doorstep. That's why we do not have seminars. That's why we do not preach. That's why we only do business in its finest form. When they come to this door, they find nothing amiss. But they do find an energy barrier at that door that they don't like to step across. We have had several come to the door who refuse to come in. That is because Sananda stands at that door. And all the rest of the hierarchy right beside him. We even had one coming looking for some ridiculous bit of nonsense. They're not even very clever. Come to this door. They wanted Dorma to open it. Overly went to the door. The man flashed a badge. I might add, he took Overly's picture when he flashed the badge. And then he said, are you, well, who are you, please? And EJ says I'm EJ Apple. Oh, well, let's see. I am, what did he call himself? Not an officer, investigator, anyway. He was here to check up on an application that somebody by some ridiculous name had put in for security clearance. Well, whatever the name. He said he lives here. No, he doesn't live here. Oh, well, he lists this as his address. No, this is the address and I'm here. Oh. Well, how strange that he would put this on a security clearance application. How long have you been here? Oh, year and a half. Oh, well, surely, maybe Martin's owned it before. Do you know who owned this house before? Yes, some people named Haynes who are in El Paso, Texas. Oh, we must have the wrong address. Sorry to have bothered you, Mr. Eckert. Now, every time Mr. Eckert goes downtown, they're all wandering around watching. I don't want you ones to be concerned by the ones watching. I want you to know we know, and we want. And every time I say that, they hear it on the other end of their line. That's what is so funny this morning. The minute you mentioned Russian embassy, every red light went on in their room. And weren't they disappointed to find that we were just going to write about cement? I'm sorry that sometimes you ones are not on my side to share. This is the only time Dormer can get even with you. Don't be concerned about the ones paying attention. We're not doing anything we're hiding. And the things that we would do that might be hidden are not going to be done in this room. That's why names will not be mentioned. We never put our brother in jeopardy. We don't even want anybody being tailed by these nonsensical idiots. We have a very good relationship with most of your military. They're not out to get us. They are sent here to monitor for subversive activity, of which we have none. Zero. Big. Open. Oh, none. It's also why I will not tell you why the mountain may be full of energy. Until it hits your papers or something somewhere, even if it is southern Africa. I'm not going to put you in jeopardy. We're not in that business. We're in the business of safety and building a community and making money in a system that's corrupt without corruption. And basically, you know why you will not be bothered once you're going? Because man is dying unto his death to have it like that. And this is the only way it can come forth. Grow carefully, nurtured within the entire legal system laid out for you. Things that are told you can never accomplish, impossible, no. Very possible, and as it catches on, more help than you can possibly imagine. But the path had to be made ready. So you're just about to that T-corner where it just blossoms now. I want you and Margaret to have comfort over Eli. I want his confidence in you, Alan, because he will tell you when Jason gets in trouble. For a little brother will tell an older brother. And if he can trust you with the secret of his soul, which is his relationship with his brothers and his God, he will tell you Jason's in trouble there.
What I have right there is that he doesn't believe in a soul.
He believes in a soul, but he believes that on space God.
That's what I tried to tell him.
He believes. He is just struggling with it.
I see that. And I'm struggling with what to do about it right now. I know he was invited here last week, last Saturday, along with Margaret, but he was already gone. With the group up the mountain floor.
Let us just be patient and let him want to come. He would be a little uncomfortable. He would not want, he would be shy.
He'd feel shy with me. He's more open to Margaret.
I would tell you, he would be open with me.
That's why I'm asking this now, because I think he'll respond better to someone else than me.
We would work at it. And we were not pushing. What you do is let him sit in when we're just having a conversation. Or take him outside and you ask him to show you what roots are. Point out the craft. They're out there. And everyone in Simyasi's fleet will show their lights. And when he does not feel foolish, when you share with him, he'll tell you. If you acknowledge his knowledge, he will share with you. And you are in for a great, wonderful surprise. Because at some point you'll say, I wonder what it really is like. And guess who's going to tell you? And it's hard because life goes right on pounding at you. Right on pounding at you. The rent comes due. The food bill comes. The baby gets sick. Doesn't ever let up. But if you do it any other way, then it's mystical or it's something else unreasonable. You have to do it. You have to do it up through it so your fellow man can see that it can be done. If it is done any other way, man will say, well, you did it because you had money. You did it because of this. You did it because of that. But if you did it with no more than anyone else and maybe a little less, then they say, well, if they can do it, I certainly can. And then after a while, it is just simply a better system. And they want on the bandwagon. Right now is a critical part. And it's also the time when you cannot cast aside all the things around you. You can't just throw out everything in your life. But we can help you with these children.
I haven't felt this much of a full house. I don't think ever.
Well, that happens when we start talking about all of our children.
Isn't it good?
Don't you have a soap opera that says all of our children or something?
All my children.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't want all the responsibility, but...
The one I had is to...
You're talking now, energies from over our side.
No.
Manifested brothers of your side. And we are interested. And if you think you don't have help, you better think very carefully again.
Okay. All right.
And you don't have to even tell the child. As you begin to visit with them, you better ask the master in for sure. And he'll guide you as to what to say to these children. Don't try to convince Eli there is a soul.
I didn't. I stopped right there.
Just leave it alone. He knows there's a soul, and let him see it from proof. But this is the hopelessness of this generation. And as these cities become darker and darker and more tormented, and it's this is what will be shown on your television, in the news, they do feel hopeless. The only place for survival at all is to either join them and get out of the situation. It's called suicide. Maybe a little bit of adrenaline pumping along the way, trying to mistreat themselves to the point that they can condone anything they do.
Yeah, that's okay.
They're trying to kill themselves.
Excuse me, Alfred.